This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the UAE today signed 5 agreements in various areas including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The MOUs were inked following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted ties between India and the UAE. The discussion also focused on avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership to new and emerging areas. President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. The Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar took part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. The inaugural meeting focused on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council member countries and Brazil. These discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court order asking the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a revised list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected through the assistant teachers recruitment examination in 2019. The top court also stayed the High Court verdict setting aside the selection lists of assistant teachers issued by the state authorities in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. The Apex Court issued notices to the state government and others, including the Secretary of the UP Basic Education Board, on a plea filed by Ravi Kumar Saxena and 51 others. The bench said it will fix the plea for hearing in the week commencing the 23rd of this month. The 54th GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, and Finance Ministers of States were also present in the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 AL-31FB Aero engines for Sukhoi-30 MKI aircraft at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, these aero engines will be manufactured by the Koraput Division of HAL and enhance the operational capability of the Sukhoi-30 MKI fleet for defence preparedness. This will give a boost to the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative of the government. The centre has asked states and union territories to conduct screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra issued an advisory to the states in view of the WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to Mpox. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for several districts in Odisha, warning of extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall. The weather system lying in the Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify into a deep depression while moving towards North Odisha and West Bengal coasts, leading to increased rainfall and potential flooding. Local authorities in Odisha have activated emergency response plans and are monitoring the situation closely. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day for nominations is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes for the People's Padma. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.